Tina?
Yes, we are.
You're in?
Yes.
Okay, I turned my microphone on, and I'm going to call the meeting for May 11th of the Planning Commission to order. And Tina, would you please call the roll?
Certainly. Commissioner Jensen?
Here.
Commissioner Tuttle?
Here.
Commissioner Rodman?
Here.
Commissioner Christensen?
Present.
Commissioner Stanger?
Here.
Commissioner Sherwood?
Here.
Commissioner Dirksen?
Here.
Thank you, Tina. At this time, we have set aside for comments from citizens. And this comment period here is for any matter that you want to bring to us that is not on tonight's agenda. If anybody wishes to speak, go ahead and raise your hand right now. Okay. All right, so I'll move on to the next item, since we don't have anybody that wishes to comment. Approval of minutes for April 20th. Commissioners? Commissioner Rodman?
I would like to recuse myself since I was not here.
Take a motion on the minutes for April 20th.
I move that we approve the minutes as written.
Moved by Commissioner Sherwood to approve minutes for April 20th as written. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Dirksen. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 7-0. Now we'll move on to the public hearing, continuation of the public hearing from, I can't remember the date now. It's been two weeks that we've been carrying this over. So this is a continuation. We still have the, left it open for people to continue giving any comments that they have on the plan. And I have one name here from Lowell Anderson to speak. Lowell, would you come up and give your name and address for the record, please? Yes. Is that microphone on?
Yes.
Okay, great, thank you.
I'm not sure we need it. First of all, Lowell Anderson, 129 East Ribmont Drive, Monroe, Washington. I know they thank the commission for all their work. This looks like a pile of work in here, guys, and thank you so much. Some of it I don't agree with, but in but that would be normal in any circumstance. But thank you. I do appreciate it, and I'm sure other citizens do as well. Well, this is a continuation of my question from last week. I restated it, and Mr. Sherwood gave me an answer, and we'll probably go over that a little bit too. But our goal two states, be a safe city with residents, businesses, and visitors feeling secure. And then my question is, with at least 23 trains bisecting Monroe daily, and that an overpass may be cost prohibitive, I'm concerned for people in Monroe having a medical emergency after hours that are on the side of the tracks opposite the fire station and hospital. What are the solutions, and how are they to be implemented to avoid loss of life? That's the challenge that I put to you, and if we don't discuss it, fine, but that is a concern of mine and has been, and maybe someone will respond. If not, we'll take it under advisement. Thank you.
Thank you, Lowell, for your comments. Anybody else? I have no more names on the list here. Is there anybody else that would like to give testimony in the for the comprehensive plan? Okay. I don't see any more hands. don't see any hands. I think, this is my feeling, and I'll ask staff if they, how they feel about it, but I think we have given plenty of opportunity for the public to, go ahead and give their comments on the comp plan. And I would suggest that we go ahead and close the public testimony portion of the public hearing. Staff, do you have any comment on that at all?
I actually don't have any comment one way or the other. There's nothing clearly to me, unless you're planning on making a recommendation tonight, there's nothing keeping you from going ahead and continuing the hearing to next week. But part of what I wanted to talk about tonight is laying out a path to get you to a recommendation. So let me just say a couple quick things. One, I do want to just, and I'll get back to your question that you just asked, but one, I do want to follow up. Well, actually, you may have someone else who may want to speak.
Okay.
Tonight, so.
All right. Okay. Commissioner Tuttle?
Thank you. If we close the public testimony portion, then that prohibits emails and any other kind of communication with City Hall from being part of the record. Is that correct?
Your rules are, I was looking at your planning commission rules, are pretty unique because it does ask that you close for a legislative hearing. It does ask that you take a motion to close the public hearing, the public testimony portion. So to that extent, the answer is yes, but the city council also holds its own public hearing. And so there's nothing keeping somebody from...
So if they email it to planning commission, they could send that on to city council?
It'll go to the city council.
And then it would be part of that.
Right, but that's why, it's, to some extent, unless you're planning to actually make a recommendation tonight, which I don't think you are, if you want to continue for another week, just in the off chance some letters or something like that comes in for the next week, you're more than welcome to do that. That's certainly up to you.
I'm not opposed to keeping it open.
But for now, I don't know if this gentleman wanted to speak tonight or not.
We'll find out. Commissioner Jensen?
It feels like as we're still, we're still like going over parts and pieces and maybe making other adjustments and changes and maybe along that same lines, it seems like as long as we are still working on this, I have no objection to keeping it open. Because we might discuss something that might prompt someone to want to make a comment. It's odd that we always discuss after the comments. So if somebody wants to make a comment because of something we discuss, or maybe we make some adjustments, and somebody else goes, I want to comment on that. I like keeping it open if we can for as long as possible.
Anybody, any other comments? All right, thank you. The gentleman that just walked in, are you here to make a comment tonight?
I tried to get some more people to come, but not to no avail. I'm more one-on-one with him, Bruce, right?
Dave.
Somebody.
One syllable, that's close.
Sometimes Brad.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so let me just say a couple quick things, because one actually responds to the gentleman's testimony from last week, because he was here last week and spoke about the downtown. And I know you talked a little bit about possibly amending the downtown comprehensive plan boundary. And if you actually look at this gentleman's property, I think he's at the corner, I think he's at the northwest corner of Ferry and Fremont. That property, I wouldn't say is actually the heart of downtown. The heart of downtown is Main Street, but he's about a block off. And the downtown plan designation is fairly large. I mean, it goes from McDougal to the south to the railroad tracks to the north. And so if there was any intention of modifying the downtown boundary, you would be taking out and modifying a considerable amount of what's defined as our downtown to address this individual's concern, except his concern is that in the zoning code for that particular area of the downtown, there's a requirement that the ground floor be some type of commercial development. And that requirement has its home in the zoning code. And so if you were wanting to discuss and have some dialogue and discussion about whether or not that's an appropriate regulation to have, you would do that as part of your next step when we follow up the comprehensive plan with amending the development regulations like the zoning code. So there's a path to address this individual's concern if the Planning Commission wanted to from a regulatory standpoint, but you don't have to do it now as part of the comprehensive plan process. And actually, I would almost recommend you don't do it because you would have, if you don't do it by changing the downtown boundary, because you would be carving out probably about a third of the downtown to work your way north to get to his property. So that would not be recommended. But to address it as part of the zoning code or development regulation process would be the proper way to do that. The second comment in general is that I know last week there had been some discussion about the readability comments and where are the readability comments, and we had a discussion with a consultant last week. So what the consultant is going to do is you have a version dated May 1, and what he's going to do is to create another version that includes the May 1 version but then includes the readability comments within that. Doesn't really change it. So actually what it's going to do is give you a menu of choices. You can kind of pick which ones you want, the readability version or the version that's in there right now or some combination of that. And the reason to do it that way is we're not sure yet whether everyone on the Planning Commission is in agreement with all the readability comments. So that would lay out both options. The readability comment version of a policy, the way it's written right now in the May 1 version, and you just kind of go through the document once prepared and say, we want this one or we want this one.
Yeah.
So it kind of gives you a menu of choices to work through. And then we did communicate, we are communicating the changes or the suggestions that you're identifying. For example, I think last week there was a statement about small town may not be the appropriate term in one of the documents or. So the consultant's marking those down, but until we kind of get a head nod from at least four of you that that's what you want to do, if one person makes a comment, we're not entirely sure everyone's in agreement. So we're docketing all those, and we're going to bring those all back to you.
Oh.
But we just want to make sure you're all in agreement before we also make a change based on one person's comment. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but ultimately the recommendation has to come from you as a body. But things like that we're not forgetting.
Thank you, David. Then the question is, when will we have that version to go over?
Well, they were actually, from what I understand, working on a draft of that today, so I need to get that to you by your next meeting, and the earlier the better. So
yeah.
You have a chance to look at it at a time. It shouldn't be anything new, because it should be the May 1 version you have right now, and I'm assuming, but I'm not sure, since that all of you have seen the readability comments. Maybe not. So okay. So that's probably another reason.
Yeah.
They're incorporating them into kind of a menu choice that you kind of work through and pick, yeah, I do like the readability version or I don't like the readability version.
Right.
And you don't have to pick all one or the other. You can kind of mix and match as you go through the document, but that's the intent.
Yeah, we also have a bunch of red lines that we need to make sure that we understand what those are and if those are applicable and that type of thing also.
Right, because we asked them, there were some policies in the May 1 version that were just kind of, they weren't really policies. The idea was there, but the policy statement wasn't there. There were about three or four of those where just kind of the line was there. So they're working on those. And then there were some comments throughout a few policies here and there where it said, need to expand or clarify intent or something like that, and they're working on revising those. So at some point you're going to get a package of the readability comments in an updated version of that May 1 that kind of brings everything before you to take some action on the policy.
Right. Okay. Thank you, David. Commissioner Rodlin?
I have a question. The comments that are made by our public, and how are we going to work that into this format plan? I don't see how we can do that unless we just do some other kind of recommendation for this. I got a question there. How we're going to put it in here? Well, there's some good ideas out there. And
I think we should talk about those because, to some extent, I think once you hear from the public, let's go through the minutes from last week. Because that was the minutes from last week and then the comments you had tonight. Because what I recall the comments were, they're pretty discreet. There were crosswalks on Lewis Street, including some more sidewalks on Lewis Street. They were comments about the need to plan this 20-year plan or have something in there to provide or enhance emergency services because of the railroad, and that might mean an overpass policy or not, depending on what you want to do. There were some comments that were about downtown, although those comments, I think, were more specific to the zoning code matter. And what else was there? And then there were some comments about public safety in the area of Al Borland Park in Old Town. And so I think once we hear from the public tonight, we can actually have some discussion and dialogue. I can walk through those again. And if you want to embellish in the plan on those specific items, we'll just draft something up and bring it to you at your next meeting. That's fine. If you choose not to, then we'll leave it as is. You know, the comments, as often happens, is that when people come and testify, they're not specifically focusing on a 5, 10, 20-year vision. Because the plan does talk a lot about non-motorized transportation, improving sidewalks, connectivity, pedestrian access, but it doesn't. The plan's not intended to be as specific as say, well, put a crosswalk at this location. So that philosophy is there. This plan is very good at public safety. It talks about how public safety is a core value of the community, enhancing public safety, giving safe opportunities for people to take advantage of recreation. It's a very good I actually think it's one of your top goals within the document. It doesn't necessarily get, say, well, enhanced public safety like Al Borland Park, but it does talk about public safety in the context of, you know, recreational areas, protecting the public, making people feel safe. So that philosophy is in there, but if you want to get a little more specific, just give us a direction and we'll tweak this a little bit and bring you back some language. So I would suggest that based on the testimony you've heard so far, that once you hear all the testimony tonight and begin to have some deliberation or just some initial discussion, just give staff some direction and we'll come back with something that you feel you might need to kind of respond to some of the comments you've heard so far. So far, you know, it's good and bad. The good thing is, don't quote me, it's something resonates with you, just give us some direction and we'll work on a policy, draft something up and bring it back to your next meeting.
Thanks, David. Have we been getting any emails or anything like that coming in via the
I need to double web? Check. I have not. As of last week, I know the answer was no. As of middle of last week, I know the answer was no. So I'll have to double check to see if anything's come in since.
So just if we do have them come in, we get those along with the public testimony, we can have all of them together.
Right. And so, discuss. You know, what I'll do is I'll make a note to ourselves just to double check tomorrow morning. And if you decide to keep the hearing open to next week, we'll just double check and get you anything that's going to come in.
If the public testimony is closed, anything that came in prior to us closing it would still be...
I would give that to you, yeah.
Yeah, that would still be available, right? Okay. Commissioner Jensen?
I just wanted to make sure I understand how you were talking about what they might do next week with the readability version. Are you saying we will have this version we have today, and then there'll be a a 2B, and if we looked at it and decided yes to the whole thing as one action, we could be done? Or is it going to be somehow interwoven in one single printout that we're going to be forced to go down one item at a time picking A or B?
You're going to be forced to pick A or B.
But can it be done in one fell swoop?
Well, if you, you know, if everyone looks at the readability comments and says, well, I'm okay with all those readability comments, we'll just use those instead of the other ones, that's fine.
I'm just wondering if would it be a separate, or maybe that wouldn't be preferred, I don't know, to have a separate printout, or would people prefer to have these choices interwoven?
It's up to you.
Whatever
makes it easier for you.
I know the history of this consultant seems to be, they love to give us worksheets, and I don't think we want a worksheet out of this.
One comment on the readability, there's also a chance that by making it more readable, some of the meaning behind it got, you know, changed a little bit. So we want to make sure it's more readable, but is it still saying the things we want it to say? So we have to be careful of that fact, and having all of us together say, yeah, that one we want to keep, or this one we don't want to keep. So maybe the only way of doing it at this time, Commissioner Jensen, is to just to go over them, you know, one at a time. And plus, with the red lines in there, there may be some other issue that we need to take into account. So I just caution, you know, of saying, yeah, we want this version or this version. In one big svelte swoop may not be, you know, maybe a quick way of doing it, but maybe not the right way of doing it.
I know that there are 170, 180 policies. If we took 1 minute on each one, that's 3 hours. So we need to be thinking about that if we're looking at these one at a time.
Right.
Maybe, you know, if people would read it ahead, and if we just went down, okay, policy one, A, raise hands, B, raise hands, and if we could move through them at 10 seconds a clip, unless there's something that we really have to stop and discuss, maybe we can do it.
Yeah, if you remember, we did that one other time when we were going through, and we asked, did anybody have any problems with this? And if there was no problems with it, we moved on to the next one, and we locked that in. So, you know, we're trying to do it as expedient as possible without making too many mistakes, you know, so.
All right, thank you.
Commissioner Tuttle, did you have a comment?
No, thanks.
Can I ask a question? So maybe I'm at the wrong meeting, I don't know, but people talk to you about the zoning issues, Dan? Or David, sorry. On that piece of property over there that we have, you know, as far as the zoning, as far as a whole bottom floor needs to be commercial, the top floor needs to be residential. You know,
yeah.
I don't know if it's council or who I can talk to, because it's not real clear, even in my zoning, even in Monroe zoning, as far as if it has to be all downstairs, you know, like commercial or just part of it, and then some of it residential. Can you clarify that?
I actually apologize for turning my back to you. Just I have to talk about
that.
So sorry about that. So the requirement is in the zoning code.
Yeah.
And to change the zoning code means that this body needs to consider that and then make a recommendation to the city council.
Okay. So it goes here first.
It would go here first. But if you feel there's an issue regarding clarity in the code and how it's being interpreted,
mm-hmm.
then come talk to me first.
Okay. Do you remember the code saying all down bottom floor or just some of it right offhand, or no, you don't know?
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when I went over with Melissa with planning, and she wasn't even up there with herself, but then she said somebody from higher up said, oh, their interpretation of it was the whole lot.
Okay.
You know? And I'm not here to, you know, hey, change it just for me and my wife, you know. I'm just saying, hey, for the way it works, you know, for us and the way the numbers crunch, whatever, that, you know, downtown housing, bottom floor, and have maybe a portion of it be, you know, the corner be commercial. You know, that's all we're asking, you know what I mean? And be able to still do residential on the other, you know, most of the, you know.
Okay.
So, I guess I'm just asking the council, you know, here, that, you know, maybe they can recommend it to the city council or whatever, that, hey, can we change it, or can you clarify it a little bit better, or, you know.
Mr. Tuttle?
Where do I go?
So I think what we determined is we asked last week if they would follow up on whether or not that was an issue regarding the comp plan, the thing we're working on right now. And David came back a little while ago and said it was not an issue that would be addressed in this document, but it could be addressed at another time with the council or with you in an appointment at City Hall, or what was the... So it's not something that we would be dealing with tonight.
Right. So we actually had a phone call, but we didn't get into that particular element. So this is what I'm going to suggest again. You and I have to have another phone call or just another meeting, and I can kind of clarify this, because interpretations of the code rest with, it's not these folks or the city council, rest with staff.
Sure.
It would basically mean.
So if we want to change the code, they would...
Exactly.
Recommend to the council.
Right. Exactly. And timing-wise, this planning commission needs to work through this document they're working with now.
Yep, yep.
And then the next step is to begin to work into the code itself.
Okay.
But right now, this body, quite honestly, the city council is going to be focused on getting the policies for the entire city completed first.
Sure.
And then at that point, then you start moving.
I mean, it's someone relates because of downtown, right? So
it's just a couple of levels after where we are right now.
Right.
But then I would say to definitely have a phone call or an appointment with David and get into the specifics of...
So how far out do we see maybe once we get past what you guys are doing to where we are, where are the...
Well, we were going to talk about our timeline.
Okay. Well, the goal for the city is to get this document adopted through the Planning Commission, the recommendation to the City Council, and for the City Council to complete its work on the plan by June 30th.
Gotcha.
At that point, it needs to be followed up with a review of the zoning code, changes to the zoning code text, probably rezones in the entire city, because you're creating new plan designations, you're eliminating plan designations. So that work happens immediately hereafter.
Okay.
However, and I guess I need to think this out a little bit. However, one change, well, first of all, I can't promise what the Planning Commission is going to recommend or what the City Council does.
Sure.
But if a change to like a downtown part of the code is part of the overall development regulation update, then that code amendment takes as long as everything else does to get processed, if that makes any sense. I mean, if it gets included as part of this overall follow-up in terms of updating our development regulations, then I'm thinking it could take 6 months.
Thank you. But if his specific, what do people normally do when they want a specific answer to just like their specific location? He just needs to talk to you again about the interpretation.
To me first, right? Because
right.
His statement is that there's an interpretation issue, and I just need to look at the code, sit down, and talk.
Yeah, and we don't really know that.
Right.
We don't really know where that's at.
Then I can be in.
So once we figure that out, then we have some kind of...
I would make a phone call to David maybe tomorrow and set up a time to talk to him. And then if it becomes a code issue, then he'll be able to direct you and let us know how to proceed.
Perfect.
Okay.
Commissioner Sherwood.
David, can you reiterate, clarify the relationship between this comprehensive plan document we're working on right now and the downtown plan that's in place?
Well, the downtown plan that's in place is it's a policy document, sets the direction for a variety of elements for downtown, design, land use, transportation. But this document, now let me back up. So this document is the broad city vision. So it's the overall, how we want to see growth and development occur citywide, and not only citywide, but where we feel the future city limits might be within the next 20 years. Very, very broad policy statements, aspirational goals about what we want our community to be, and within the overall big umbrella of that comprehensive plan, it talks about the specific policies about downtown. Now, what's not unusual for communities to do is to say, we feel that this part of the community has some unique land use, transportation, design characteristics, and therefore it deserves to have a more detailed plan done for it. And so this is the big policy, broad umbrella, the comprehensive plan you're working on. The downtown plan hones in and focuses on a segment of our community that we feel is unique and special and deserves some more direction and policy direction, and that's what the downtown plan does.
So if, as part of what we're doing now, has implication of change to the downtown plan,
we could.
Then, as part of the code revisions that follow the comprehensive plan, changes may be made to the downtown plan as a result of what we're doing right now.
It's possible that there could be a need for an update to the downtown plan and also changes to the downtown zoning district requirements. Now, I've actually read the downtown plan as follow-up to the testimony from last week. I looked at it when I first got here, and then things got so busy, I didn't get all the way through it. But then I started looking through it again based on the testimony last week. And downtown plan is still pretty consistent with this document that you're working on right now.
So any change would be as part of the zoning?
Probably the zoning code more than anything.
More than the plan itself.
Yeah. As long as it's not inconsistent with the comprehensive plan that you're adopting, as long as it's not inconsistent with the downtown plan, then the change to the zoning code is the mechanism to address that particular issue or some other issues.
If we felt that it was inappropriate to require main floor commercial space away from limited corridors, Lewis, Main, etc., should we then in here put a policy to that effect? Or is that superfluous, unnecessary, inappropriate?
Well, the first thing I would do is to look and see whether or not any of the policies for downtown you have in there would preclude that type of change. And I need to go through.
There's hardly any policies for downtown. There's like nine.
I thought there was several added by the Planning Commission.
Yeah, but they were.
There's more now.
Yeah.
Well, as long as your policies don't preclude that type of development regulation, then.
One of the things we had discussed regarding downtown was whether or not we should, I don't know, mandate, but encourage those primary corridors to have retail space without any office service space. We had discussed that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if we...
It's in here.
If the policy's in here. And that seems to have quite a bit of specificity. So I don't know why we couldn't say that off-corridor mandated main floor commercial space is inappropriate, or we don't support it, whatever. So should we have a policy, or what you're saying is we don't want to put anything in print that would preclude that action from occurring via a zoning change.
I guess what I would say is if you're interested in that, if you're interested in some type of policy that is specific to addressing this gentleman's concerns, let me know and let me see what I can get you next week.
Because I believe this is not the last time we're going to hear this. So that's why I thought, you know, we should address it. Thank you.
Commissioner Tuttle?
Thank you. So the, I was looking for what that policy is. Oh, I thought there was one.
What?
The main level retail and upper level living.
Should read retail and entertainment preferred over service. That's what you were trying to indicate.
Yeah, that's, and I don't think this policy
this
is
sounds
complete.
Like you want retail and entertainment on the second floor.
That's what it sounds like.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so it's just a preference.
I think whoever is writing that policy, that was their note. And then they put in parentheses, dental counseling, etc. But what I was going to say is if we do have a policy that talks about having business below and living upstairs, we can also have a policy that says we can say where we want that, and then we could say that we support other kinds of industry off of the main corridor.
Right.
But we don't have the other policy in here right now. So that's a, was that a zone or a code?
I thought it was.
Yeah, we talked about it, but we didn't. We talked about it, maybe that was over in the building policy about the types of buildings that we have. Is that when we talked about it?
I think it's places with use the phrase mixed use. I thought the definition of mixed use was retail on the bottom and housing above. And we apparently don't, we have that I think in the housing, but I don't think we have one here in Goal 9 that addresses.
Is that what mixed use means?
Well, mixed, it doesn't have mixed use.
Current.
Doesn't have, well, mixed use doesn't necessarily have to be retail.
But
a mix of, typically a mix of commercial and residential uses.
So commercial on the bottom, residential.
Well, you know, actually, depending on how you want to define it, mixed use, you know, there's kind of vertical mixed use, which would you be in one building, you'd have ground floor, commercial, upper story, residential. And then they have what's called horizontal mixed use, which means you can actually have two separate buildings where the property has maybe one building that's used for commercial purposes and another building separate that's used for residential purposes.
And is that what the gentleman is facing in his...
Well, I think his interest is
more... Is zone that says mixed use?
Well, yeah, I think the way... Yes, because in his situation, I think it's vertical. It's like ground floor.
Yeah.
Commercial and then residential above. So yeah, his is mixed use. commercial.
But you just said mixed use could be a lot of different ways.
It could be, but I'm pretty sure. I have to look at the code, the zoning code for downtown, but I'm pretty sure. Well, let me look at that. His property is so small that you don't have to go vertical, that's the thing.
But what we had talked about last week was he, where his property is, it's off of the retail, the main retail area of downtown. It's still part of downtown, but it's not those three blocks that you think of when you think of downtown. As far as the retail space. It's on the other side of Lewis Street over by the school district office, right?
Yep.
And so already over there you have auto body, you have Avery's over there, you have a junkyard, you have a school district office. It doesn't really make sense to require that area of the downtown to have the vertical mixed use that we're talking about preferring on the, you know, the other part of Main Street where the shopping is.
Sure. Well, I'm sensing you might be interested in a policy that just kind of speaks to this particular issue. And so let me...
But it's probably, I'm just thinking it's not just going to be him, it's that whole area.
Right.
I wouldn't want that whole entire area to be limited to the vertical mixed use that we've been talking about.
Okay, let me take a look. Oh.
Okay.
Brad, you had a comment?
Yes, I did. Not if you remember what it was. The suggestion for a policy that said that the consultant was busy trying to make it into real words, my understanding was it was a preference for retail entertainment rather than service, not that retail entertainment were located above.
That's, you're right.
Yeah, okay, so
you heard
right.
Right,
then. Okay.
You heard right, and now
yeah.
We're talking about having an additional policy that's even more specific.
And it's missing a word because it should have included food or restaurants. Is that this?
Is restaurant entertainment or no?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think it would be better.
Again, I would appreciate it if we have, you know, so we the record can show who's talking and not, so I could call you out. And,
she didn't even turn her mic on. So.
I know.
Commissioner Sherwood?
David, I think the point is this, that we want to encourage aggregation of population in the downtown area. If it's mandated that such developments away from the Main Street corridor are required to have market unsupported main floor commercial space, then that is counter to what we see as being a reasonable plan. Okay? Because if you tell a developer, whether it's a 5,000 square foot lot or an acre lot, that if you have to have, say, 5 or 10,000 square feet of commercial space that may not get rented in this decade or the next, then that may keep them from bringing multifamily housing into the downtown area. And I think that's the larger issue we will be up against in the future if we don't address this. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Excuse me. So what I'm sensing, I'm not going to write a series of policies. My guess is, what I'm sensing, is that you're like a lot of communities. There are certain really strong pedestrian corridors in your downtown where you really want to have ground level, ideally retail, but ground level, at a minimum, ground level commercial development. And these would be kind of the key pedestrian corridors where you're really going to encourage people to walk, and to take advantage of retail activities, restaurants, because to me restaurants are ground floor. Ideally, ground floor. I'm not quite sure what entertainment is myself, but...
Well, there's the arcade.
Okay, so
maybe
okay.
Someone puts a theater.
And then the office. So, your strategy downtown would be... we're not there yet in this community, but it's... What are your key pedestrian corridors that really are going to drive a lot of your activity daytime, nighttime, and you want to have the commercial type uses ground floor to give people an opportunity to interact with windows, do window shopping, and more high intensity land uses. And ideally, they would be retail, but if they're office type uses, that's fine. And then what I'm sensing is once you get off of those main pedestrian corridors, and right now I sense that pedestrian corridor is probably Main, and actually to some extent I think it kind of get off of Main, there's some key pedestrian corridors also. So I'm not just going to limit that to Main Street, but I think once you get maybe a block off, you want to look at ways to maybe relax the ground floor commercial requirements. So let me see if I can write in a crisp policy what I just probably said in about 200 words.
Commissioner Rada?
As I've been saying for years, I think the only way we're going to settle the downtown area, which we've been working on for since I've been here, is to get all the merchants and the downtown property owners together, get together and have a meeting such as this, figure out what they want, come to us and present it as a group, and then maybe we can get something done. We can talk about this, which we've been talking about it for about 50 years, and not get much done because it's just piecemeal. So downtown people are going to have to get together.
I don't disagree with you.
Commissioner Jensen, as you're thinking about, a policy then to maybe try to address this, obviously we want to keep it a separate policy from the one that would still favor the, you know, the retail, entertainment, food, whatever. But would it be appropriate? The thing I worry about is if we tune a policy for this specific example, that it might then get abused beyond what we're thinking or the scope that we're thinking. Is it possible to have a policy that allows the flexibility but not open-ended, something where it's you can do this, but maybe there's some oversight that just kind of can, you know, say, hey, these are getting out of hand, this isn't what we intended. You know, it's hard to write it down in print versus maybe something to get some sort of approval or something that has some, you know, the city manager could say, could have like a voice of thumbs up, thumbs down, latitude. Is that even possible in a policy or in other?
Well, let me try to, because I'm not going to write something to deal with one specific property or
right.
policy. So
right.
I still need to think through this a little bit. You know, there's always a little bit of flexibility in policies in terms of what they say. It's a 20-year plan. You can amend your plan anytime during the course of those 20 years, once per year. So you can always take a look at that policy if it's not working for you. But I sense, and you don't want to write the policy just to dismiss the idea of ground floor commercial throughout your downtown. Because if you get ground floor commercial throughout your downtown, that's a pretty healthy downtown. So I think it just needs to be written just to give a little more flexibility when you write your development codes to allow someone maybe to develop something without ground floor commercial.
Right, but something that I wouldn't want to see some of the developer come and say, all right, we're going to buy up 3 acres and now we can just put all housing in and wipe out, you know, so, because it's written in stone. So,
right,
yeah.
And so the policy may, you know, taking into consideration the following factors or something like that. And, you know, the size of the lot, size of the development may be one of those things. Because you're right, someone could buy in a whole half block and do an apartment complex, which may or may not be good, but you still want a mix, so you just don't want someone to come in and build all multifamily in your downtown. Maybe a block off of Main, maybe a couple blocks off of Main, that may be great. So let me just play around with this.
Okay.
Won't be the first time I've done something like this.
Thank you, David.
You may not like it, but that's all right.
The other thing that
to look at.
I'm sure we will.
The other thing that keeps running through my mind is, you know, trying to, because this is a long range plan. That not trying to get too specific, and you know when you get down into the details, like you said earlier, is later on when you get into the zoning and all that other thing that you get into the detail. Is there one question I had is we also have another section in this chapter 2. It's called the action plan. And is it something that could be addressed rather than a policy? Is it could be something that maybe we put in the action plan that said, you know, maybe, you know, have that as an action item to do the zoning changes or whatever? I'm not really sure, but there's the action items in the graph thing here, pages, 27, 27, 28, 29, whatever. Is that something that might be addressed in there, you think, David? Rather than as a policy?
Well, I think I probably feel a little more comfortable if it was a policy.
All right. Okay. You just raise the question and see if that.
No, it's a good question, but the action items follow from the policy, so you want to, from a staff standpoint, I want to make sure the city council ultimately buys into the policy. And so I actually want that particular issue to be pretty transparent to the city council when it goes forward to them, if the
okay.
Plan makes that recommendation, because that's it's a little different approach to downtown, maybe, and I could be wrong, maybe there was
okay.
An individual. So I think as a policy being recommended forward, if the planning commission chooses to do that, would be appropriate.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, David, for taking a look into that for us. Commissioner Dirksen?
Yeah, I'd like to address a little bit about the safety that the gentleman brought up. Is there any rules or regulations for fire and police that a certain amount of population is that you have to have more than one fire station? Is it something that we need to really seriously be considering? Because doing an overpass is probably way more than that the city can afford in anywhere in the near future. Being that, putting that in part of the safety as one of our policies that we'd like to do in the future, anything like that? Brad, do you know if there's any regulations at state?
There are no regulations at the state, and since the fire department is not controlled by the city of Monroe, it's a separate entity, but they also are, in their capital facilities plan, is they're working on acquiring property for a station in that area.
Okay.
So
would we, as a part of a safety thing, to try and promote stuff like that, would that be something of a policy that we might want to put into the safety area so that's something that's up in the forefront and that is a city that is being encouraged, and so that the people know that we're really serious about, we know that there's an issue with the trains. We really can't do anything about the trains, but how do we get around so that the people are safe? Do we need to have a more specific policy that kind of promotes that? Is what I'm asking.
I don't think you need to have one, but it wouldn't hurt to have one and encourage the fire district to, or however you want to say it.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
Okay. Because I personally think that's a... In a town this size, having one, do we have one fire station?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of ridiculous, personally.
I think it'd be a real good idea to add a policy to the goal. Was it goal 2?
Yes.
Yeah.
To add, encourage the fire district to add another facility on the north side of the railroad tracks. To facilitate any problems there. Commissioner Tuttle.
Thank you. If they're, did you say it's in their comp plan? The fire department's comp plan?
Well, they don't have a comp plan. They have a capital facilities plan.
They have a cap. So can we say something about supporting the fire department's capital facilities plan? Then we kind of cover everything that they're trying to do to support the city.
Commissioner Sherwood?
While I'm thinking of it, we start with goal two. Is it okay if we start with goal one?
Yeah, that's going to be, I believe, in the next version.
This thing we're getting, it's going to be numbered correctly.
Yeah, right. And I don't, something happened to goal one, I guess, before I got here. There was a goal that you decided you didn't want.
Yeah, it became part of the vision.
It was huge.
Okay. Yeah. But the consultant knows that we don't start with two.
Right.
I just want to make sure that didn't make it into the final version. Okay, thank you.
No, that would be interesting if you left out goal one.
Commissioner Dirksen?
Yeah, Rick, can you enlighten me? All I know is what they do in Nebraska, and the fire department is part of the city. So what is this fire district in the state of Washington?
Except for quasi-municipal jurisdiction that provides fire service.
Who's it?
It has its own elected board.
It does. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And then they do fire stuff in a certain geographic area.
It's on the same basis as a school.
So like school district.
Oh, really? Okay.
No, water district.
Commissioner Sherwood.
Can the city give any sort of preferential treatment to the fire district to facilitate a timely construction of a facility for them north of the railroad tracks? Or would it just be a typical planning process?
Where they want to do it is outside city limits.
Outside the UGA?
It is outside the UGA, too.
Okay.
So, yeah. Is that up?
It's up Old Woman Road.
It's up Old Woman?
Yeah. Okay. Right. Past the golf course.
Thank you.
Anything else, Commissioner?
Commissioner Jensen?
I don't know if we've ever actually formally gone over the actions. Is that something we plan to do?
I believe, yes, we did go over
there. We did go over there at one time, but it was that thing we had to take home. It was homework thing. But that's all we've done as far as individually went through them, but I don't think we ever went through them as a group. I don't remember it anyway. But as getting back to on track here, as far as the public hearing is concerned, and the public testimony, I still would like to close the public testimony. If there's any more sent in or anything that was sent in prior to today, that we get that included. But if we close the public testimony, Brad or David said earlier, that the city council also has to go through this again. They'll get more testimony. Anything that comes up after we, if we make any changes that are substantial, the city council will have that covered again. So I don't know. I'm leaving it open and subject to change. We could go on and on and on and on. So that's my feeling on that. Commissioner Tuttle.
Thank you. I was going to say I'm inclined to leave it open unless there's a compelling reason to close it.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments on that?
I just would need to hear a compelling reason to close it.
Commissioner Jensen?
And I guess I think that from the side of view of the public, does it feel like we're a more open process by leaving it open as long as we possibly can?
My only objection, like I just stated, is you know, you make changes. Somebody doesn't like that change, then we have to make, you know, changes again. And how long do we go? We got to the end of June to get this all done. The longer we leave public testimony open on this, the more, you know, we're going to be having to make changes. That's, I don't know. That's, I just, I'm not all for it. So, Commissioner Sherwood.
I believe the process has been fair and timely and accommodating, and so I make a motion that we close the public testimony portion of the public hearing.
Okay, we have a motion made by Commissioner Sherwood to close the public testimony portion of the public hearing. Any second?
I will second that.
Seconded by Commissioner Dirksen. Any discussion? Any more discussion, commissioners? Commissioner Jensen.
I was hoping maybe we could have gone over our planned schedule before we make this decision.
What's the public testimony portion?
Public testimony portion.
Okay.
Of the public hearing.
Would it be possible to allow emails to continue without the room?
Once it's cut off, it's cut off. And like David said, that, you know, he doesn't remember any coming in, so that's not like we're having a flood of testimony. And the same thing, you can look out here tonight and last week and a week before, and, you know, it's we've gotten some input, but
the city council will have another window.
Yes, city council will have another window.
Will their window be with our edits?
Yeah, it will be with whatever we submit to them.
Okay.
And then they have another go around with city council.
Okay.
So, Commissioner Dirksen?
The reason why I feel like we've done what we need to do, we've given them 3 weeks. We've advertised, we've done everything we possibly can. We've even asked them to bring people in so we can get input. As you can see, they're not interested at this point. And I'm all for being open and that, but I think that if we don't make a point where we close the public hearing, we're not going to progress any farther. We're just going to kind of be spinning, and that's why I feel like we've been doing the last couple of weeks, is just spinning our wheels and not really getting anything more accomplished. June 31st is going to come up really quick, and we're going to find ourselves under the gun and really stressed out trying to figure out what it is that we need to get accomplished. So that's why I think we need to close the public hearing.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we've been working just about every week, we need to move on. Commissioner Tuttle.
Thank you. Two things. One is, just because somebody makes some input doesn't force us to make changes to what we've already done. And two, I did not understand from David that closing the public testimony portion was actually moving us along and keeping it open. I didn't hear him say that was keeping us spinning our wheels. So, which, if we close it, does that mean we're closer to getting this thing done? Or if we open it, is that belaboring or leave it open? Does that?
Well, once you close it, you're in a position then begin to develop your recommendation and findings to support the recommendation. You know, it's such a balancing act, because you could leave it open and 100 people could show up next week. That kind of adds a lot more to your work in terms of how do you begin to integrate all that. You could leave it open and maybe get one or two people to show up next week and get some interesting testimony, and that's manageable for you to work with. But at some point, you need to move forward.
Okay.
And whether or not you feel comfortable at this point in time, I don't know. It's up to you to decide. we need to at least have a meeting next week, definitely, and probably another meeting after that. And I'm thinking, that week after that, the meeting after next week, it could be a little awkward because it could be June 1 or possibly Memorial Day week, not on a Monday. So give that some thought too.
Okay.
And I see you having at least two more meetings.
Okay. All right. So any more discussion on that? Well, then I'll call a vote. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed? That's carried 7-0. Okay. Talk about actions. Now, any discussion now that we have is based on whatever we have in front of us now. And I hesitate to jump in and do any more on chapter 2 until we get this next version so that we can hammer that one out. And David, I believe you said we were going to get it so that they're all put together, and then we just check off which ones we want, which version we want of each policy. Is that what I'm hearing?
I'm hoping it's that simple. I have not seen the product because we talked to the consultant last week, and part of the discussion was how difficult it was going to be to include to try to mix in the readability comments with existing policies. So what we kind of left it was, let's just do a menu within the same document where you can kind of go through, as you indicated, kind of like that this policy will pick this one, this policy will pick that one. So I haven't seen the product that the consultant's working on, but my hope is it's going to be something as simple as going through it and kind of saying yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
Okay.
Or yes with modifications, no with modifications.
Okay, what I'm planning on doing myself this week, and commissioners, I don't know if you want to do it, but I'm going to take the copy that I have of the readability version and see how much it incorporates the red lines that we have here. And then if there's something that I spot on there, I'm going to highlight that. I'll have that with me next week so that we can check that. Those types of things right away as we go through. Is that, Commissioner, do you have any comments on that? Commissioner Jensen?
I'm not sure if we still have a meeting, or if we ever got a meeting version. Is this something you're going to do?
There was a version handed out last week. It looked like this had a yellow line in it. And that's renumbered. It's got goal 1 through.
Okay, and that was readability.
That has the readability changes in it. Yes.
Okay. Is there a chance? It still feels like at some point, I don't know if there's time tonight, that we should at least get some input on the actions, because again, we've never really gone over those, and I worry that's going to end up being the last week thing, and we're not going to have time to
address
the action.
Yeah. Let me take a look. I'd like to hear from the commissioners if they have any objections to that. Commissioner Sherwood?
I want to make sure we're clear on the status of the public hearing. It remains
open. The public hearing is still open, right? So we're having our discussion right now, discussion portion of the public hearing after the public testimony.
Thank you.
Um, Let me take a look and see what I got. I guess that there's no more deliberation as far as the public hearing. We could close the public hearing. And then we could have a discussion, continue as to what we're going to talk about next, but we could close the public hearing.
Yeah, I think your rules say that you close the hearing after you deliberate and develop your recommendation and findings to support it.
So we don't close the public hearing until we have a recommendation to
City
Council?
You've closed the public testimony portion of the hearing. Now's the time for you to
deliberate
and develop your recommendation. And then when you complete that process, you can close the public hearing.
It says here on part B here, it says the Plan Commission can either continue the public testimony. When you say either, then it's either or, right?
Right, so you've chosen not to continue the public testimony.
Right, we close the public testimony. Then it says move to close the public testimony portion of the public hearing and deliberation direction for findings and conclusions.
Right, so you close the public testimony portion, now you're into the portion of developing your recommendation and findings. And I think at the end it says, yeah, so when you're all done, then you close the motion to close the public hearing.
Yeah, and that's where I think we're at right now, but we don't have any recommendations yet.
So the idea now would be you leave the hearing still open for the purpose of deliberation.
Right.
So you don't want to close it now.
Okay. I'm not sure where we're going with this. I mean, we have a number of issues that we still have to resolve on, like on this chapter two.
That's correct.
So we can talk about it, or we can until next time.
All right, and I suggest that there's not much we can do, but we could go over the action items. I'm not sure where that would get us, but we could go over the action items tonight.
Well, in case we need to give direction.
We could also wait until we get to the new chapter two and then go over that. Commissioner Sherwood.
When will we see the document from the consultant?
That's a great question. I'm not sure. They're working on it today. And from what I understand, they're doing internal review of the document today. But when it actually gets to you, I don't know. I mean, it's going to get to you as soon as we can get it to you. But I'm just not sure.
Okay, we don't want to see it next Monday morning.
No, that's not going to work.
So can you tell them we would like to see it by Wednesday? I mean, give them some sort of a deadline.
Okay.
Because it's going to take a lot of time, as Commissioner Jensen said, to go through it.
Actually, when we finish the meeting tonight, I'll email them. And one of the consultants is going to be giving the City Council a presentation tomorrow night to begin to brief and tee up the City Council for their consideration of the comprehensive plan. So I'll see one of the consultants tomorrow. But after this meeting, I'll email them so they know first thing tomorrow morning that we need to get something sooner rather than later.
Thank you.
Commissioner
Dunham.
Thank you. But does the city council ever actually discuss this? Because every time I've gone to a meeting, they get a little report and they all say okay, and then they move on to the next agenda item. So I know through a lot of our discussions, we have offered, you know, we think maybe this or maybe that, but we'd like to have some direction back from the council, but that's never, ever happened. And so I just, so they're getting what from a consultant tomorrow? Because are they going to actually discuss where we're at and what's going on, or they're just getting little updates until we give them a recommendation?
Well, tomorrow I've asked the consultant to drill down into the plan for the city council. So it'll start off a little bit, maybe one PowerPoint slide on the process. Because I think everyone knows how much process there's been in the public meetings, advisory committee, the planning commission work, and all the meetings that you've had and all the meetings that the city council has had. And then I want him to talk a little bit about, here are the plan elements, or chapters, 10 major chapters, the appendices, what's in the appendices, not in a lot of detail. Going by memory now, some of the key things that I really want the council to know are, here are the new comprehensive plan designations, because this plan actually establishes and creates new comprehensive plan designations compared to what we have right now. And here are the plan designations that get eliminated, because certain plan designations get eliminated. And by virtue of creating those new plan designations, we're actually creating new strategies for how we want certain areas of the city to develop. And then the consultant's going to go into a series of graphics, just kind of focusing on certain areas where there are major changes being proposed in this plan. And that means more mixed-use development, more mixed-use designations. For example, the airport takes on a new plan designation, so there's a new strategy there. So there's about five areas in the city where I really want him to hone in and let the council know, here are some changes that are going on in these particular areas of the city. What still has to happen between now and the time the plan gets adopted, so that includes the Planning Commission, where you are in your process right now, your recommendations. That we still have a 60-day comment deadline on the EIS that goes to June 2nd, and that we still need to prepare a final environmental impact statement that responds to comments that we receive on the environmental impact statement. The council still needs to hold a hearing, and then the council needs to take action, hopefully by June 30th. So those are actions that have to happen between now and the time the council adopts the plan. And then I also want him to talk a little bit about next steps, because even though the consultant work concludes, at the time, the consultant's only on board to do the plan, but really, I want to make sure the council knows, and hopefully you know, that the next step involves bringing the zoning code in alignment with the comprehensive plan. Because you create new plan designations, we're going to need to create new plan chapters, and our new zoning code chapters in the zoning code. And you know, when I started looking at it, if you look at like the sign portion of the zoning code and the planned residential development section of the zoning code, your sign code is tied to zoning districts. So if you begin to change zoning districts that you'll have to do to implement this plan, your sign regulations are going to have to change too. So I just want to make sure the council knows there's a serious amount of body of work that's going to have to get done once we finish up the plan itself. And basically, I also told the consultant to let the council know that, you know, sometimes when you change zoning districts as a result of a new plan, you begin to create non-conforming uses and non-conforming structures. Because if you're creating a new vision for an area, some of the uses in that area may not be compatible with what you want to do long term. So the implications of this plan for the actions that have to happen on the zoning is what the consultant's going to talk about. So I basically don't want the council to be surprised, like when we start working on the zoning code amendments and the rezones that you have to do to implement this, that you know, people may very well come out and say, well, I didn't know about this plan or anything like that. We're doing these rezones now. Well, we're doing the rezones now because of all this planning effort that went on previously. So really, I told the consultant, yeah, if you need 30, 45 minutes just to do your presentation, take 30, 45 minutes to really drill down on this.
Yes, because my concern is that we submitted to the council a list of goals, and they're very opinionated about sending it back and adding an additional goal, which was the downtown goal. But ever after that, we haven't heard anything, any report from any discussion that they've had. Or, I mean, there's all these policies. We know how we've looked at it and how we feel about what we think should be in there, but we've gotten zero direction. So my concern is that we're going to make a recommendation on something, and then they're going to want to pick it apart, and they're going to have some maybe different viewpoints or additional things that they want in there, and we're being pressured by this timeline.
And that could happen. On the other hand, you could say maybe it's a statement of faith in the work that you're doing. I don't know.
Right.
But they have the plan. I mean, they have all 900 pages. They have all the policies that were basically in the plan to begin with, so they should have seen those. So they know the policies and the document that you're starting off with as a basis for your work. We'll see what happens from there.
Okay, and I know there was a question about what happens if you don't make the cutoff date. And I didn't hear a follow-up answer to that, but I was at the meeting where it was asked.
Oh, and I came to the next meeting and basically said, if you don't make, what the State Department of Commerce, which is the state agency that oversees the Growth Management Act, what they recommend is basically if you don't feel like you're going to meet the deadline, that the city council should pass a resolution basically just saying, here's all the work that we've done to date, and here's our work plan and how much longer we're going to need to get this completed. Now, does that mean that you've met the law? Well, technically no, because the law says June 30th. But if someone has an inclination to file an appeal because you failed to act within a timely manner, I mean, the fact that you've taken a resolution that kind of laid out how much longer it's going to take you to get the work done might help protect the city from someone filing an appeal because you failed to act. Because by the time they file an appeal and it goes to the hearings board, you're probably going to be done with your update anyway. But there is a, if you're making substantial progress, if you take a couple more weeks, I don't think the state's going to come down and do something right away. But the sooner the better. But if it's going to take longer, then we talked to the council, they just passed a resolution just kind of saying, look, we've done all this work over the last 18 months.
We need a couple more meetings or
something like that.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Council knows that.
Okay, David, then my question is, Commissioner Sherwood?
Brad or David, have since the council indicated that they wanted a specific goal for the downtown, have you received any other input from them that would be germane to us?
The week after you looked at the policies, they went through them, and I bored the police chief to death going through all the policies and reading them off one number at a time. And they stopped when they wanted, and said, what about number 67 or whatever, and asked a question or two, and said, okay. And they didn't come back with any, no, we definitely don't want that, or add this or add that.
Thank you.
Commissioner Jensen, is there any circumstance where any portion of this would come back to us from something the City Council wants us to follow up on? Or once we hand it to them, can we rest assured that we won't see it again?
Oh, you can't rest assured anything. I don't say that with anticipation it's going to come back to you.
Is it an uncommon thing that something like this would be sent back to the Planning Commission?
That would be uncommon.
Oh. All right.
Okay. Now, I guess my question to you, David, is where do we go from here now? What is your recommendation?
Well, I guess the first thing I'm going to do for myself is I'm going to write some policies and give those to you. I need to check. It sounds like, really, you're in a position where you don't feel like you can do anything until you get the whole body of work from the consultant that gives you the choices you need to do to decide what policy is appropriate or not appropriate. Recognizing that if they're readability comments, they don't change the intent, but you never know. It's just a matter of how you feel is best to convey these policies to the public in terms of what they say. So, I mean, we could go through the policies that you have before you, but then those may not be the policies, those are not the choices you're going to be making. So, I would just say, get ready for a long meeting next week.
Commissioner Jensen?
Is there any reason to expect that the actions portion will be different when they give it to us? Or have they gotten anything different than what we have in front of us today? Or is it going to be the same?
Maybe you can help me out. Were you going to read a little bit of comments on the action items?
No.
I will say that there's a possibility that some of those action items may change only because I suggested some changes to them. And let me put it this way in terms of my philosophy. One, my philosophy is the policies and action items and the goals really belong to you and the city council. I mean, I don't live in the community. You're the ones that have an idea of where you want your community to go, what's important. So I try to stay away from any comments that deal with substantive changes to policies or action items. But let me give you an idea. Action item, I hope I got the right one. I made some comments on action item A10, A01. Maybe that wasn't the right one. So let me.
Which version do you have? Just kidding. Just kidding.
This is kind of like when I first got here, I said, well,
yeah, we have May 1st, 2015. That's the version we have here.
Okay, let's go A011. Now, I don't even know if I made suggested that it get changed as much as I questioned. Okay, update and maintain the city's geographic information system, including but not limited to the following. Well, okay. I mean, to me, an action item should really kind of like stand out as something over and above what you would normally do. To me, this is something the city should be normally doing, is updating all your layers of all your information in your mapping system.
I think Brad said that at one point.
Oh. Brad's action item?
No, I think he said he was questioning whether we needed some of these because they should be being done anyway.
We're doing it anyway. It should be new things to implement the policies of how you want to see the future, not just day-to-day work. Yeah.
So I'm hoping that if anything that I recommended or suggested is transparent in terms of what's coming out. But the stuff, that's every city or county does that. So it's kind of like, does this really stand out as something to implement the plan?
In action.
It's helpful, and you should be doing it, but is it really a statement of something unique or different about your community? So I suggested we just, I think I just said, why is that in there? And so we'll see what comes back.
Do you have any others of those? Why is that in there? Actions?
Well, some of them I just put question marks on. For example, A025. And I mentioned this to the consultant. They said they'd look at it. You know, evaluate and review as necessary and create design standards that address Monroe's expectations for new development, including the following topics that may be appropriate to a district or land use types. And so I kind of asked, why is seismic and landslide hazards there as a design standard? Everything else is a perfect design standard. Street design, traffic calming, parking standards, lot design, landscaping, those are things that you would typically, signs, those are things you typically look at in terms of the design and feel of a building or architecture or something like that. But why seismic and landslide hazards was there at the very beginning, I don't know. So I just asked the consultant, why is it there? And I'll let them figure it out, whether it stays in or not. But I wasn't, the things that I wasn't changing or adding anything. It was more like questioning why certain things were there when it just weren't clear.
Commissioner Sherwood.
David, when we get this new document from the consultant, I assume that these action items will be tagged onto it. Is there any way you can interface with them before it gets to us, and you can put your question marks, comments, whatever, on those action items, like, this is superfluous, we already do this, there's no reason to. Is there a way you can do that so that when we review all of this, I mean, Commissioner Jensen is rightly concerned that the action items haven't gotten much attention, and that we could then do those along with the policies and hopefully have our input for next Monday's meeting.
You know, if the consultant can't do it, I could probably just get their version and
okay.
hand mark some items.
All right. Well, I would appreciate that. I think that would be helpful. Thank you.
I mean, you know, this is one I didn't comment on, but this is a great action item. Develop the historic preservation program for the city of Monroe. Okay, so that's unique to the community. Not every city does that. And something like that should stay if you decide it's an appropriate action item. But some of these, the ones that I commented back to the consultant on were like routine things that didn't really stand out as action items for a plan.
Commissioner,
and I'll highlight those.
It's interesting you called out action item number 8. Because that's what I noted is duplicating what's listed in action item 27. So I was like, either it should probably not be in both places at once. It's one of the bullets in 27. The fourth separate, then maybe it doesn't need to be listed in 27.
Right. So the only difference between, I see, between, and this is up to you to decide how you want to deal with it, between 8 and, which number was that?
27.
Bullet 4.
27 is specific to downtown. 8 would be citywide. So it's just a matter of whether or not 8 would support a citywide historic preservation program, assuming you had historic structures and resources citywide. 27 is specific to the downtown.
It doesn't, so that includes downtown, but it doesn't say it's specific to it. Is it supposed to be?
No, 27 would be specific to downtown.
But it doesn't say that. It just says including downtown.
Oh, yeah, okay, well, good point.
But if 27, if the intention of 27 is all of those bullet points are supposed to be specific to downtown, then we should take out.
No, you got a good point. I read it wrong. Because 27 talks about establishing neighborhood associations or groups, and I would only think that would be a citywide, so 27 would be a citywide policy.
So we don't need number 8?
We may not need number 8.
Or should number 8 be specific to downtown?
No, I think the broader ones are better.
Downtown's too old. And if I were to add a couple other elements, I think I
don't
like.
Say elements.
Oh, not elements. Add another bullet to action item 1 is because 1's talking about connectivity, and the first bullet point talks about walkability and seems to be addressing specifically around the railroad getting past it. Given the comments that we heard from the public, I think we could have a separate bullet in here about. Looking for crosswalks on Lewis or 203.
Yeah, Commissioner Tuttle?
Sure. I mean, if we're going to be expected to, this is the week that the
consultant is supposed to have our input on this stuff so that they can come back with a more finished product next week, right? Or are we having, because it sounded like, no. It sounded like next week was going to be really, okay. Yeah. We heard it differently.
Next week is when we should have, like David said, we're going to probably have a long night getting this all set so that
we can turn it over.
But as far as the action items go, so we're going to talk about each individual action item next week as well.
Not sure where we'll get, but we're going to try and get as much done next week as we can.
And if we don't, then what do we do? If we don't get it all done next week, then what? It doesn't sound like we have time. Okay.
Yeah. And you may need to, it could be as late as June 1, but it could be.
We have Memorial
Day. See how far we get. There's a short week on Memorial. The following week is Memorial Day, so there's no Monday. But you could always have a special meeting.
On Memorial Day weekend?
No. Well, you could.
But I'm just saying, how many Mondays do we have?
You have the 18th and the 1st. And the 1st of June. But you can have a special meeting. I mean, if everyone just happened to be here, for example, on Wednesday the 27th or something like that, you could have that as a special meeting, or Thursday the 28th.
Okay.
I don't think you need to plan that out now. It's possible that the council may not meet the 26th. And if that happens, then it's a Tuesday the 26th might be a meeting day. Worst case, you put it off to June 1.
Okay. Okay.
I'm looking to you, David, for your direction as to where we go now with the public hearing. Do we carry this over till next week?
To the 18th.
To the 18th? Okay. All right. All right. Then, commissioners, anything else on this? I think then as far as on the next meeting, then we go full guns on this. And as soon as you can get us a document, David, we appreciate this.
Yeah, so just since you're still going to continue the hearing, if you just make a motion to continue the hearing until May 18th, 7 p.m. here in the council chambers, that'd be great.
Okay.
7 p.m.
All right, then I'll take a motion to continue the public hearing till May 18th.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sherwood.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Jensen.
You win.
Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried 7-0. All right. Next thing is discussion by commissioners and staff. David, you have
just a quick little update on, for information. We actually received a FIDE application last week for Eaglemont, divisions 4 through 8, which is another 118 lots. So that'll be processed. And then the Boulderland plat goes before council tomorrow night to get scheduled for formal consideration. And the recommendation from staff is that the Boulderland plat be considered by the council on May 19th. And that's it for me.
That's it. Brad?
I don't have anything unless Commissioner Turtle has a question. Because you always ask me something.
I know.
Okay.
Right now.
Nothing normally? Okay.
Yeah.
Commissioner Jensen?
I'm just curious why we have this and we didn't do anything with it.
Well, the purpose of that was I printed those off, and those are the proposed land use map. That's the proposed comprehensive plan land use map. And the reason I printed that off was to help identify where this gentleman's property was within the downtown commercial designation, but those maps aren't very good in terms of showing streets or anything like that. And since I already have them printed off, I just told Tina just put them on the plan and just die so they can have it.
Yeah. That's been very hard to see the boundary.
I mean, you can't. And so but I didn't want to waste the paper, so I just said, okay, let's just...
You could have at least took a pen and a star or something that's
here. You are here.
Yeah. Is there any, what's the latest happenings with...
You can ask this.
No, I have a book for it. H3067.
I was going to ask those over the wait for
May 19th.
Yeah.
Last
they were supposed to come and bring a proposal on May 19th.
And I always like to ask if anything is planned yet or moving on that extra space next to Walmart that we don't know what it's going to
be. The front one or the back one?
It's Carl's Jr.
Front one's Carl's Jr.
It's Carl's Jr.?
Yeah.
Okay. And is there any other new stuff coming into town we should know about?
Or that we shouldn't know about.
Lots of that.
I can't think of it.
Yeah. No. Okay. What about the going to bid on the west side of Main downtown?
Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
What is it on the west side of Main?
The project they're doing now is hasn't actually come to bid for the west side.
Got it.
So.
I got nothing.
Nothing?
Oh, that's a question.
Commissioner Dirksen?
I've been having quite a few people, they are very upset about what's happening downtown with the parking. Where can I send them to, so they can see what the actual plan is? Because I did see something, I don't remember where I saw it, where one side is parallel and the other is not. And I don't think a lot of people realize that. Where do we send them to see what's happening with downtown?
Besides getting... Main Street Plaza.
Okay.
Or the Golden Burger.
It was also in the water bill, I believe.
That's where I saw that.
What happened to your big posters that you had for that one hearing? You know they were up on the...
Yeah, they're floating around that go somewhere. And Jim Berger's desk, probably.
Where?
Jim Berger's desk.
Oh. They
said
in the garbage.
No.
Are they going to finish the south side this week? It looks like it's getting close.
South side of what?
Main. It already had the red.
Oh, that's
the
red, yeah.
Which means, like, you did that, you put...
We're just waiting for the painting box to show up.
Okay.
So. And they also wanted a week of curing for the concrete, so that should be coming off on Thursday. The plastic and the plywood should be getting picked up.
Okay.
Send them to Sky River Bakery, the people that are going to just send them over there.
Okay. I am inundated constantly about, why are you doing this? I'm not doing this.
Why are you doing it,
Daniel? And so I was going, okay, I need to be able to send them somewhere.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'll send them to the bakery.
No comment.
Bob or Ben?
Yes. What I tell them is, it's not parking, it's stormwater management.
There's that
and,
too.
And that quiets them right up. They don't say another word.
Oh, really? Okay.
Stormwater
management.
It is, though.
It's
yeah,
terrible.
And it hurts. Yeah.
Are we to presume that the tire store that was going to go in by Lowe's Hardware is dead?
No.
Okay. Discount tire?
Don't presume that.
Don't presume that it's dead.
Should we presume?
Okay, don't presume. Is it really dead?
No.
Thank you.
It's not
active.
It's more zombie-ish at the moment.
Commissioner Stanger? Did I hear correctly earlier? I believe David mentioned something about sign code.
Yeah.
I know.
This is the... Okay.
It just so happens, I have it right here.
Yes.
Ready.
Yes and no. The
new.
I know that there's a I'm hearing that there's a need to take a look at the sign code. I guess what I was talking about specifically is that if you look at the sign code right now, it says the following signs are allowed in the following zones.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're in a position where we have to amend the zoning code because we're creating new zoning districts
right.
and zoning titles, then at a minimum you have to go into the sign code and give some thought to how these new zoning districts are going to get, what type of sign should be allowed in these new zoning districts. It doesn't necessarily mean taking a whole new run of the sign code.
Although,
well, eventually you might do that.
Brad told us a while ago.
What?
Yeah, I heard
that.
So the answer to that, yes, we need to get the sign code in its entirety, but at
it's
a
right
minimum,
here in my back.
Okay.
But at a minimum, you have to make sure that now the sign code at least references the correct zoning district, because you're going to have to do new zoning districts. And so
I understand. I understood it when you said it before. I understood exactly what you were saying, that you know, if the zoning changes, then the sign code is going to have to take some
time.
Here's my problem. We've been working on sign code ever since I was in diapers.
That's a problem.
That was not too long ago.
That's a different story.
But here's the thing. Until the city council comes up and has some kind of enforcement policy,
amen,
why would we put any more effort into sign code if it's not going to be enforced? That's my problem with the whole, with that whole
thing. Yeah, you go. Amen.
Thank you.
Besides that,
I feel like I asked all that every
I just want to make that known to you that I don't want to ever work on sign code unless I know there's going to be some enforcement.
Could we, like, adopt a resolution of ours to send to the city council and say, don't send us the sign code without some enforcement?
No.
Sign code should be an open agenda. Good day.
Commissioner Sherwood.
I'm going to have a meeting with Christensen. Is he our representative?
Bill?
Dan.
To try to save some money on this process the next time. Just say, okay, I told him, listen, we have a handle on planning now, you know, 30 years later, and we understand the Growth Management Act, so please don't make us spend this money again. Then we can have sign enforcement.
Oh.
That's why I'm asking for money for the bypass.
I like it.
Because this is too expensive.
One comment about Growth Management Act. We once had an option not to do growth management. And at the very last minute, I bring you there doing correct. Very last minute, Doug and this county executive got together and said, I was just about to make a speech to reject it. And as they tapped me on the shoulder and sold, they made a deal, go for it. And I was ready to vote against it, but I reluctantly went with it. So it was quite a process.
Yeah. Okay, I'm done with my comment. Another comment?
The move that we adjourn. Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Sherwood to adjourn, seconded by Commissioner Rodland. Any discussion on that? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried 7-4.
All right. Thank you very much for your work.
Has the attorney place gone out for bid yet? Or
no. You can't go out for bid until you get all the right away. But it's TME money, people.